Hello everyone, my name is Kelly Rodriguez Murillo and I'm reporting for Express Magazine. Today we're talking to two student veterans on combat to community classes. Classes which would bring awareness to the obstacles student veterans face while trying to transition from past military service to regular civilian life as a student. These classes would also show the troubles that veterans face here in San Francisco State University, with both academia and a growing discriminative culture in our own very liberal school. Would you guys first like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jerry Cabalitasen. I am 27 years old. I am obtaining a Bachelor's of Science in Biology with a concentration in Physiology. I did 4 years in the military in the United States Marine Corps as a machine gunner.
My name is Christopher Ramirez. I am 34 years old. My major is Cell and Molecular Biology and Ethnic Studies. My experience in the military was 16 years of combined active duty and reserve service, to include 2 tours to Iraq, 2 tours to Afghanistan.
Thank you so much for being here. Let's get to it. Have you ever felt discriminated against because of your involvement with the military?
There's like multiple situations, right? So like one for me would be like when someone asked me, like, have you ever killed somebody, right? And then I was like, yeah, I have. And he was like, how could you do something like that? And I was like, well, you don't know the full story, okay? So there was after she told me that, and she was like so angry about it, like, you're a murderer and all that stuff. I'm like, whoa, wait. I was originally placed in this area to provide security for this school that's meant for all girls in like South Afghanistan. Like, that is unheard of, right? And then so we're giving this opportunity for these girls to go to school and educate this, and then their leadership, right, of that tribe, they're just like, please protect these children, I want them to have a better future. Sure, yeah, no problem, we got you. In return, please give us the information we need to catch the individuals that we need to stop. Like, yeah, no problem. Am I allowed to say this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
So the statement of non-disclosure, she can't necessarily publish direct pieces of what.
It's okay. I'm not giving the actual location. Okay. So, and then time and date you won't have, but I'm just giving you the story for sure. And so, you know, the Taliban actually came and, you know, started shooting up the school. Right? Not necessarily at us, but we had made an agreement with the locals that we would protect them. And we have to honor that. So then, it's like, do I let this girl die? Do I let these kids die? Or do I stop one individual? Right? And then, I understand your anger. Like, killing somebody is bad. I get it. I don't like doing it.
If I could take it a step further, actually. Asking us if we've ever killed anybody is like us asking them, do you like anal sex? And if so, do you use a strap on? Do you use like your fingers? Like, how do you do it? Like, that's how invasive and how like absurd and how awkward it is. Yeah. Because in truth, it's very personal, it's very deep.
Yeah.
Like, for lack of better words, right? No puns.
It can get really dark, right? It can really get dark, like the story right now, like, right, you get put in a situation where like, how could you make a decision like that? It's like, I don't know. All I know is that that girl has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
She's just trying to do the best she can at her age. And we know better than her, so it's our job to protect her.
And even more so than that, being singled out, that's like, we've all been able to stand up. We've all been able to individualize ourselves and stand out. Does it make us uncomfortable when it happens in class? A little bit, but I mean, we deal with that, right? The real thing is when you see us, My biggest woe is on the campus is that when I see vets that I know that are vets that are purposely hiding their status because of the fact that they're like, no, the moment I say something,
someone else has something to say.
Yeah, I'm labeled either I'm labeled a killer of some sort. I'm labeled some kind of miscreant, some kind of deviant,
or a fucking zombie. A robot that follows orders.
And it's like, wait a second, like, again, you don't know how your government works. And if you want to look at foreign policy, okay, we can have that conversation. But, and this is probably the one hypocrisy that drives me bonkers. One of the bigger reasons why we're in Afghanistan, in addition to Africa, is lithium, right? Lithium batteries. Everyone here has an iPhone. iPhones are powered by lithium batteries. So these very people that are saying, hey, U.S. foreign policy, stop, stop, stop. You're living off of the very fruits of that labor, so why don't you shut the...
Yeah.
And better yet, why don't you get involved and try to come up with a different alternative resource that we can use, one that doesn't go and proliferate other countries.
Yeah.
To answer your question, last semester at this institution, I was actually directly involved with, we'll say, an ethnic studies course, and I got to see what the United States foreign policy had been for the last 30, 40 years, if not maybe last 100 plus, and I got to see how the resentment abroad, especially within the Latino community, for U.S. foreign policy, U.S. military especially. And there's a very palpable resentment that was felt all last semester. Now, granted, I have to own the fact that whether I self-disclose or not, I would prefer to self-disclose, because who wants to live in the closet, for lack of better words? As a veteran, I self-disclose as a service member, actually, as an active service member. Having gone to Nicaragua, having gone to Honduras, having gone to Panama, having gone and done my profession in foreign countries, not just Iraq and Afghanistan, I present a very unique opportunity for them to have a conversation with me. However, in that same regard, I've learned, especially here, that everyone is entitled to their opinion, their idea of what they want to say, the feeling, the presence of security and safety to say it, except my community, our community.
You also mentioned that professors' unawareness to student veterans' culture and obligations have impacted your grades. Can you explain that to me?
Last year, this time frame, I had to get a military withdrawal, in which it didn't make sense that I got incomplete from the majority of all my classes. But one professor, for whatever reason, said, no, you withdrew without telling me.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I sent you an email. You gave me a WI or a WU. He's like, well, that's what you're supposed to have. And I'm like, no, I have a military withdrawal. And so we argued back and forth in person and then online. And I actually have to pay back $88.78 now of that tuition, or of that unit load, back to the VA, because the VA overpaid for that. That said, I have a WU on my transcripts now, which I have no idea what that does, other than the fact that it's like an F. And as far as I understand it, I still have to retake that course, which, never mind that it's infuriating, but the fact that the professor wouldn't and isn't interested in having that conversation to fix it. I think we even went to the Dean of Student Affairs, Mr. Ramirez, to talk to him about it. And the professor was like, look, I gave him the grade that he got. We were willing to work out a compromise, maybe. But, I mean, the time's been passed. It's impossible now. It's impossible. It's just simply impossible. And I'm looking at him with this look of, like, I didn't have a choice. I had to leave. I was literally in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And then I went to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Like, I'm across the country. I don't have the option. But in that same breath, okay, like, I get it. SGR, which is the employer service member reserve organization that essentially works with ombudsman lawyers to basically advocate on our behalf to schools or to employers of service members, because we are going to get called away, we are going to go do other things. I had a few professors last semester not accept that.
Just to go piggyback on, like, I'm more, I'm
go ahead, go ahead.
Everything that he's talking about, right? you gotta think about that. When someone challenges us like that, we are 10 times harder than on ourselves than any other, like, from my understanding, from most students I see around. Like, if I score low on a test, right, some students are like, fuck, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? But for someone like me, right, when I score low on a test, like, fuck, this is my life. This is, like, if I don't do it better than this, I don't know what my future's gonna be like, because I sacrificed 4 years of my life to have this opportunity, and I'm shitting it away because of this score.
Yeah.
Like, most people don't fucking think like that. You know what I mean? Or, like, I understand, like, well, my, there's people that, like, say, like, well, my parents paid so much into it. Like, yeah, that's your parents. That's not you as an individual.
Yeah.
Like, some people still have, like, a little bit of support left, someone to hold on to just in case you fall. Like, if I fall, I fall deeper, and I don't have any choice, but I have to dig myself out of that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't think about those things. Most people don't think about those things. Most students don't think about those things.
That's fair.
And yeah, to set such a higher standard for us, too, just because we're veterans, I get it. We served our country to be given that look.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Not all of us can handle that stress the same way.
You previously told me that no faculty members or professors have come to take these classes. Why do you think that is?
They, like I said, everybody has their opinion, and they stand by it that firmly.
Yeah, especially at this institution.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm a cell and molecular bio major, right? And my counterpart here being a physio, our STEM professors don't have time. That's what the common statement will be. Mm-hmm. They don't have time. But they have time to have these keynote speakers come in, to have these seminars, to have... I mean, it's great. I mean, don't get me wrong, but these classes aren't long either. So it's a little disheartening. It's a little frustrating.
It's like a lot of people hate the military, right? And I get it. I understand why. They have multiple reasons why they hate it, but... Hate the big picture, sure, but you gotta really look deeper, right? You gotta look deeper, especially for our own actions. Like, if you really understood the people in the military, you wouldn't think that way. Like, the people on the ground. Like, understand the one that really does the work. We don't think the bigger picture. We just do the small part that we can do to help for the better cause. If there's something bad that's happening, please don't reflect it directly on us, because it's not the case.
Yeah.
It really is, especially if you want to talk about, well, that's what was on the news. Sure, I get it. But all the good shit that we do never makes it to the news, ever. And if it does, it's a publicity stunt for someone else.
Yeah.
But never for the bigger picture.